Chapter 1. Jewel, Star, and Sea. Mathilde is a thousand layers of secrets. Some sit against her skin, there for anyone who knows how to read them. Others are tucked into a rare field language that only a few girls can speak. Still others have wings, and they are hidden inside her. She smiles to herself behind her mask. As Mathilde descends the stairs into the ballroom, heads swivel. This is precisely why she made her family wait for over an hour before leaving for Letta's season-opening ball. Grand entrances, she finds, are the only kind worth making, especially during the summer season, when Simta floods with people from all over the Iridian Republic, come to make matches, deals, and fortunes in the City of Tides. She wonders if Asa can see her dam's machinations. She seemed too homesick for her island home to see much at all. "I'll take a turn first," Mathilde says. "Do a bit of my own surveying." Dame frowns. "The last thing we need is you causing mischief." Mathilde tugs at one long silken glove. "I wasn't planning on it." Her dame sniffs. "You never do." A woman, waiting at the taxi rank, turned to stare. "How's he doing that, then?" she said to the man next to her. One squirrel darted to crouch on the toe of Christopher's shoe. Christopher laughed, and the squirrel ran up his shin bone to his knee. "All right there," he said to the squirrel. "Nice day." "Feeding them, no doubt," the man said, then called over to Christopher. "You shouldn't feed wild animals. It's bad for their guts."
"I know," said Christopher. And he smiled a half smile. "I'm not,"